Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Yama Yoshev B'Tzion. Nachem Mamshechim B'Sitrat HaShiurim B'Sefer Orot HaKodesh B'Chele Gimel B'Amud Resh Lamed Dalet. Piska Zot Mufiya B'Shmona Kvatzim B'Kovetz Vav Piska Kuf Lamed Alef. Omer Rav HaSigim Shemetkabtzim B'Nefesh HaAdam Pnima ומתפרצים בתור מידות רעות, ערמומיות, תאוות שפלות, כעסים ומסתמות, הם גילויים מההשיגים הכלליים שבעולם. בכל ריכוך שההשיגים מתרככים בלב האדם ובעומק נשמתו, על ידי התאוות המידות וביותר על ידי אור תורה והעלאת תפילה, הגבה למעלה באור הקדוש, מתרככים ההשיגים הכלליים והדינים, מתמתקים. In every person's soul, there's this dross, there's this sigim, these impurities. Hasigim shemetkapzim benefesh adam pnima, this dross that gathers inside of a person's soul, now, this sig is this mixture inside, mixed in with something good. The difference between this sig and the Ra is that Ra is an absolute Metzius of Ra, an independent Metzius of Ra. A Sig, a Dross, is Ra, but it's connected to the Tov. So Mitzad Echad, it's better than the Ra, because it's more Adin, it's more gentle, it's more tamed. But Mitzad Sheni, it's hard to identify the Sig. When there's absolute Ra, it's much easier to identify the Ramchal. And the Mesillas Yesharim brings an example of this. Perek Tezayin Omnam. Ma shetzorach le'adam yosir ha'melacha rabu ta'arobis ha'isr. Tanu shelefom ma'odam ha'olech bo'isa mitzvah l'shma mamish. Shekach goz revinu shvashamayim. Amlo yechtel m'lishtoiv m'shati fima is a p'ni acheres. O shishapchu b'nei adam shekabel schar b'maaseyu. So you have to be very careful when there's a mixture of Isr. Sometimes you do a mitzvah and you're thinking also how people are going to praise you and what tzchai you're going to get. So that's a sig that's mixed in with the mitzvah. In Chassidus, it's explained that all the neshamas come down to the world in a way that they're filled with sigim. And the tafkid of a person is to purify his neshama and remove these sigim. The sigim, this dross, is connected to the neshamas hiding the neshama. It says in the Kabbalistic Sefer, the Shara Kavonis, in Drushe Pesach, Drush Aleph, V'tzarech sheteda kinyin ha-mesham sein kinyin ha-zov, ha-notzer beten ha-domek sh-motzin ha-sein molek tinu f'sigim dover ha-shelo yishua, lo tora v'lo hadar ad sh-yishakim ha-tzarech lahago sigim mikesef, pam achar pam zikuch achar zikuch, lo rizek rize, u'chol zikuch mizdakech la'at, la'at, ad asher kol ha-sigim nifradim min ha-zov, ואחר ניקר היוסי זו, וכל עניין הגולס הזה של המצרים, היה לצרף ולתקים וכינס ניצוצס הקדוש שסהם. בסוד ויוסי אסכם מקור הברזל למצרים. והובין זה כנית במצרים על קור שער בסרח וניתח הזוב, ונפרד מן השיג וניסקה. And he says, you have to know that the neshamas are like gold that's in the in the belly of the earth. That when you take it out, it's filled with dross, with impurities. And you have to purify it. That's the human soul. And then you can see that it's Zav. That's the whole purpose of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is to take out the sparks. You'll see Mikor Barzel. It was like an oven, a kiln, that purified the Jewish people. And then when they came out, they were pure. That's what Mitzrayim did for them. And that's what we have in our neshama. In the Sefer Midot HaRaya, in Akdam Alamidus and Piska Beis, the Rav writes, "Kol midat tov yesh lechasron esabayim ima. Zoi avoda shleim lehotzi olor mesamidus hatovus minukos mikol sig, sig yechasron eshalahem." Every midat tova has chasronos, and the avoda is to bring to the light of the world the good midas that are clean of all the chasronos. We have to purify our midas tovus. Umitparzim b'tor midas rosh amumios hatavut shvelus kasem mistemos. And they break out like evil midos, very cunning, very low taivus, anger, animosity, hostility. The way to recognize these sigim is when there's a hispartzus. In other words, when a person has an outburst, you see what's really going on the inside. It's always important for a person to have his finger on his pulse, on the pulse of his soul, of his psyche. And one way we do that is, A, we analyze our thoughts. We know what's going through our mind and our feelings. We try to be in touch constantly with what we're feeling and try to understand why we're feeling what we're feeling. And to obviously correct and purify those impure feelings and desires, and to elevate them, and to try to enhance the good feelings. And sometimes, yeah, a person has an outburst, and then he sees what's going on inside. This is an outburst of anger, of taiva, and that shows what's going on inside the person's psyche. So instead of focusing on the outcome, on the external expression, it's better to go to the inside and see what caused it and then fix it from the inside out. So, until now the Rav was speaking about the sigim that are by an individual. And now the Rav is mechadish that the sigim, the dross, these impurities of a person are connected to the general appearance phenomenon of sigim in the world. A person is influenced by the world, the very fact that he meets with various phenomena. So the hashpa that a person's makabel from the world is revealed appears in a revealed way, but also in the shoresh. Every door, every tkufa has a different shoresh neshama. And those shoresh neshamas, you have to mevar them from their sigim. Just like we saw that in Golas Mitzrayim, they had to fix their sigim. Every generation has to fix their sigim. You know, our generation has its unique nisyanos and its unique nishamas. And they have to fix their sigim. We have to fix our sigim. B'chol rikusha sigimit rakhim b'leiv, again, so it comes from the general world, from the, as the Rav puts it, giluyim ha'sigim ha'klalim shebaolam, from the general draws in the world, they appear in ourselves. B'chol rikuch sigim mitrakhim b'leiv adam uvomik nishmaso aydei ha'tovus ha'midas. So a person has to go through this process of softening these sigim. The softening stems from the fact that a person is going to be mate of his midos. He's going to improve his midos. And the atavas midos is the recognition that a person knows what's good in the midos and how he... Midos are measures. You have to know how much to have each one and when to use it. And purify these midos. And that's how you're merakech the sigim. That's how you soften these impurities. The Rav writes a very important piska in Kovetz Beis and piska Kuf Chav Gimel in the Shmone Kvatzim. Ikar ha-igia ruchanit u-miniyat hanachat ruach ha-pnimi ba le-adam imashu mitrachek imashu mukshar leze mitzgulas nafshay. The Iker primary displeasure, spiritual displeasure, comes from the fact that a person is not doing what his mukshar miskulas nafshay. A person has to know what his talents are, what his abilities are, and go in that direction. So that's, in order to fix your midos, you have to go to your school of sanefesh. You have to go to your place of avoda, your place of perfection. And that's going to purify you. And otherwise you go far away from who you are, and that brings out the bad in a person, the negative. So first it's Hatovas HaMidos that purifies the Tzigim. Uviyoyser alidei or HaTorah v'haloas HaTfila HaGavoa l'mala b'or HaKodesh. So first you can go from the inside out, fixing your Midas, and you can also go from the outside in through Torah. The light of the Torah. In other words, there's this light of Torah. The Torah itself has light that's above all the details, the light that encompasses the whole Torah. מדרכים משיגים הכללים והדינים מתמתקים. So you have the light of Torah and Tefillah, and that those purify the sigim within us. That are gavoa lemala b'or hakodesh, that are again higher than the details of the Tefillah, and the milim of the Tefillah are the light that hovers over it from above. מדרכים משיגים הכללים והדינים מתמתקים. So these general sigim are softened, and the dinim are sweetened. In other words, our job is to do hamtaka. We know that in Chassidus, there's ha'achna avdol and hamtaka. Ha'achna is bitul hayesh. That a person first is mevatel his yeshut ha-pratit, his personal existence, to become part of the godly metzias, and he can't say, "Oh, this is who I am," because then he says, "Oh, this is who I am. I'm angry. I'm a baal taiva. I love money. I love pleasure." So then this is who he defines himself. So that's it. This is who I am. There's nothing to do. But he's mevatel his yeshut. He's machni himself to Hashem. Then he goes to the second shlav, and he says, "Okay, now that I'm batel to Hashem, I'm not. My own ego is not involved anymore. So now let me be mavdil bein tov l'ra. Let me place within my soul the good, the bad. Put each thing in their own place, and then you can do hamtaka. And once we understand what's right and what's wrong, what's good and what's bad, we go to the bad." And we try to sweeten it, we try to take the good out of the bad. So that's obviously on a tip of the iceberg. There's so much more and so much more depth, but that's just the basic idea. I just mentioned the word hamtaka, so we went through the best three madrigas, and there's a lot more to talk about it maybe in a future shiur. I'll call upon him to just to review this shtickle, what we saw. Hasigim shemiskaptzim b'nefesh adam pinim mispartzim b'tor midas ros ar mimios tavish v'elos kosim mistam sem gilim esigim ha'klelam shalom. These dross that we have in a person's soul that break out as midas ros, as cunning, as low desires, anger, hostility, are revelations of phenomenon of the general sigim that we have in the world. The more every softening that the sigim are softened in the heart of a person, in the depth of his soul, through the improvement of his midas, and more through the light of Torah and the elevation of his tefillah, which is rooted in the holy light. So through this, so misrakim asigim aklalim v'adinim mismatkin. So then the general sigim are softened, and then the dinim, the harsh judgments that are supposed to come down to this world, are sweetened when we sweeten these. This evil within inside of us. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, Nachan Amshich, Toda Rabba Sheezat.